So the question was asked, how much should one wait between meat and milk? And the request was made to keep it compressed. So in short, one is supposed to wait between meat and milk the amount that one's parents waited. If one does not have a custom, then one is permitted to adopt any one of the three acceptable customs, either to wait 1 hour like the Dutch, 3 hours like the German, or 6 hours like the majority of Jews do. There is an opinion that says that a God-fearing Jew will adopt the opinion of 6 hours, but if one is in a community that doesn't go that way, then one can maintain one's own custom of waiting 3 or 1 hour, whichever custom one has. One has to make sure that one does not have meat in one's mouth when he will start eating meat, milk. I mean, you waited an hour and you still have some meat in your mouth, clean out your mouth. You can't just say, well, I waited my hour.
Wait, even if you find meat that's like 3 hours?
Same thing, doesn't matter.
Is it 3 hours
that again, No, take it out of your mouth, clean it out of your mouth, and then eat the milk. Brush your teeth, clean it out, whatever.
And after 6 hours you don't need to brush your teeth?
Same thing. It's not this type of... imagine a guy had a meaty meal, he has a bunch of meat stuck between his teeth, he goes to sleep, he wakes up 6 hours later, and he starts eating milk. That's not the correct thing to do. Clean out your mouth if you still have meat.
If it's in your mouth, what's the difference between getting it here or here?
That's the difference, right. That's the difference. That's exactly the difference. And when it comes to waiting the 6 hours, so there are different opinions as to whether you need to wait into the sixth hour, meaning 5 plus something, or 6 hours. Those are the basic different customs, being that here we're a yeshiva, people who do tshuva, and people who it's difficult enough to start doing everything that we're starting. So that's why I'm not going with that opinion that says that a Yerei Shamayim is going to adopt the more stringent opinion. So that's why I think that for us, what's right is that... a person who has no minig can easily adopt the minig of 1 hour or 3 hours. The only difficulty is what we've said often, that a person shouldn't make a mishmash in his home. We have to be consistent. We can't say, well, in this we do like the Sfardim, and this like the Ashkenazim, and this like the Dutch. And that doesn't work. You're going to confuse your kids. Technically, halachically, it's okay. Practically, it's not practical. You won't be comfortable. Your wife won't be comfortable. Your children will be very uncomfortable. And that's why a practical piece of advice is, take one community and stick to their customs. But that's not halachic, that's advice.